If it is hard and you are banging your head against a wall and kind of going, oh, what am I going to do? Am I going to be aged out? And or am I too old to do something? No, you're not too old. You might be too old for some company you're looking at, but maybe there's another company. Start your own thing, or you start your own thing on the side. But I'm more about thinking positively, going, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to pursue a dream or a passion, and there's nothing that's going to stop me. And so that's what this is all about. That's why I really started this podcast. It's like, we're not too fucking old, okay? We're not too fucking old. Hello, and welcome to the Jen Marples Show. I'm your host, Jen Marples, a former public relations agency owner turned business and life coach and motivational speaker dedicated to helping female entrepreneurs achieve the business and life they desire in their 40s, 50s, and beyond. Each week, I'll be bringing you conversations with incredible women who are rocking entrepreneurship and taking courageous action while also dealing with all that midlife entails. I'll also be dropping in solo every week to share thoughts, advice, tips, and tricks that will help you live your best life. If you are thinking about pivoting in your career, starting a new business, or looking for a second act, stick around as I guarantee you will be inspired. And know this, you are not too fucking old. Hello everyone, and welcome to the Jen Marples Show. Happy Monday. Today I want to talk to you about the tagline of this podcast, which is, you are not too fucking old. I have been having so many conversations lately with women and men, interestingly enough, about this whole concept. And I don't want you to ever think that, oh, that's just a pie in the sky thinking, because it's not. The truth is, we're not too fucking old, okay? So we're not too old to live the life we want to live, have the career we want, create something new, have the relationship that we want, the fitness level that we want, anything, you name it, we are not too fucking old. But I do want to get into a little bit today about, there is a very real situation out there called ageism in the workplace, and I wish it wasn't the case. I actually just recently read an article, I think it was Harvard Business Review, and it talked about how sort of age needs to be another one of the bottom lines that companies look at as far as hiring. So we've got diversity, we've got inclusion, we've got all of these boxes that all the companies are ticking, but age needs to be one of them. It's probably the last unexplored frontier as far as being really, truly diverse in the workplace. And I was talking to somebody, I was actually a guy, I was one of the dads at a soccer game that I was at this last weekend. And he was like, you know, I was explaining the podcast. And he's like, you know, it happens to men too. I'm like, of course it does. But I am hitching my wagon to, I love you all white men out there. I am supporting the women. But the point is, even the white guys out there are having a hard time. So that means it is hard for us, of course. If the white male at 50 in their early 50s is having a hard time, then it's absolutely really hard for all of us. I was kind of laughing. I was not meaning to laugh. I said, I know it's hard. Actually, a lot of men are coming out, and it's interesting. A lot of what I'm talking about is really resonating with a lot of men. I mean, you're not too fucking old is a universal message, but I'm concerned about us ladies. Someone else can help the men and just, if you're listening, you can take it. But again, my message is, and my passion is for supporting the ladies. But yeah, it is interesting who's coming out, because these messages are universal. And the truth is that we are going to be the master of our own domains. Like, we might need to find our own solutions until sort of corporate America comes up and out. And that's why I focused on entrepreneurs, because we need to make our own shit happen. We cannot rely on corporations to embrace us at this age. We can't. I mean, I know there's a lot of women out there who are in successful corporate jobs, thank God. And we all need to make it this concerted effort to help break down some of these barriers and help bring women back in the workforce. There are some people I've got in my crosshairs to have on this podcast, and they do exactly this. They help women get back into the corporate world after they've taken time off at midlife. And I think that is fabulous. And I'm going to track those women down and bring them on, mark my words. But I'm just a very big proponent of looking for the positive versus like, oh, no one's going to hire me. I'm old, this, that, and the other. You're not too fucking old. And you just might need to create your own reality. I have, and that's why I'm bringing all these entrepreneurs to help you have some perspective, give you some courage, give you some inspiration to see how other women have done it and how they've designed their lives. And the reality is too, we all need to be looking at our lives and how we're spending our money, how we're spending our time, and have we dug ourselves into a hole that doesn't give us any freedom and makes us feel like we're really desperate because we need to go out there and find these jobs because all of a sudden we're living beyond our means and or our situations have changed and we really need to evaluate how we're allocating resources. I mean, I can speak from my point of view. I mean, with three kids and I do want to pay for college. You know, it is expensive to raise three children in California. The braces alone have been one college tuition. I know I am preaching to the choir out there. I know all of you all have a lot of, there's a lot of stuff. And so it can be scary to think about, oh gosh, okay, so I'm in my late 40s, 50s, even in my 60s, like we are living longer. We need to continue to make money to support our lives and also to support us into retirement. You know, I want to just inject you all with a bit of, let's call it chutzpah, a little bit of fire, a little bit of inspiration to really think about sort of where you are and what you're doing. And if you do want to make a change and or if you want to get back into the workforce, really looking at all areas of your life and seeing how you can shift. Because again, there is no one way to live a life. There is no one way to, you know, be an American. There's no one way to do any of this. You don't have to own a house. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. It's whatever you want to do. You can live wherever you want and just kind of forget about society's expectations and whatever that's been laid out. Because a lot of it keeps us kind of beholden to a certain lifestyle and we're kind of a slave to our lifestyle. And so I really want you all to kind of think about that. It doesn't happen overnight. But in regards to feeling too old, because I know, and having so many conversations with women and a bunch of single moms in particular, it is a very real and it's a very scary reality when you are the breadwinner, you're the sole provider for your child or children, and it's you, and you're looking at the future. I get it. You know, we're all there sort of looking at the future and going, a lot of us don't have a lot of things tucked away for retirement. Hopefully some of you do. A lot of us don't have the social security. A lot of us don't have, say, what the generation or two generations before us had. So we need to be the creators of our future and how this is all going to look. I'm not a financial expert. We all need one of those. I encourage everybody to find one. We've got one. Everybody needs to find one if you don't have one. But what I want to challenge all of us to think about is, if it is hard and you are banging your head against a wall and kind of going, oh, what am I going to do? Am I going to be aged out? And or am I too old to do something? No, you're not too old. You might be too old for some company you're looking at, but maybe there's another company. Start your own thing, or you start your own thing on the side. But I'm more about thinking positively, going, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to pursue a dream or a passion, and there's nothing that's going to stop me. And so that's what this is all about. That's why I really started this podcast. It's like, we're not too fucking old, okay? We're not too fucking old. And we are living so much longer. And that's the crazy thing. So for people to get the AARP things in the mail, it's like, are you kidding me? Really? I mean, no one's retiring. They should really just throw all that thing away and rip it up. I mean, 50? Are you? Wow. Okay. There's probably five people in the world who can retire at 50. Give me a break. And furthermore, we want to be pursuing really great work, passionate work, things, you know, in our lives that are going to light us up because we are living longer. It's going to also keep us young. It's going to keep us mentally healthy. So you are not too fucking old. You have it in your power to start making some of these small changes. Start thinking about the things that light you up and perhaps what you want to do. Again, if you're in something in a career right now, you want to make a change, start dipping your toe in on the side. You don't have to toss away the career and make a big jump. If you are thinking about starting something because you have taken time off, get back in. Just start doing. You don't need to have a whole plan. Just start doing and see how that feels. If you are currently worried because you are worried about losing a job, worried about not getting something, not being able to provide, it's time to start thinking about perhaps what you can do for yourself. I'm always going to be the one who tells you you can do it. I look out there and I see, well, I don't see what's out there for me. I'm going to build it myself because you can. You can absolutely build something for yourself. You just need to take the steps and start putting practices in place to kind of explore what that is and go from there. It's one baby step, one, and then all of a sudden you're taking a leap, and then you're taking another leap, and then you're taking another leap. I know it's easier said than done, but it can be done. It's a little bit of a serious conversation here with you all today, but I really want you to know that you're not too old. You're not too fucking old. Please get that in your mind. You're not. I look in the mirror and I think I'm 30. I'm almost 52. And that is just the reality. We are feeling better. We are living longer. We have big brains that we've filled with tons of great information to get to these, this midlife point in time. And that's all not going to go away. It's not. So the key message for all of you today is you're not too fucking old. And I hope this podcast helps you find inspiration, gives you a couple tips, makes you kind of think in a different way, and gives you that courage to pursue something if you have something weighing on your heart, that you go out and try to do it. We're all in this life together. Ask for help, seek it out, but know you're not too fucking old, and you are the master of your life, and nobody, and certainly not society, is going to tell you what you can and can't do. All right. Happy Monday. I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how I can help you with your business or life, or you'd like to know more about this podcast, please visit my website at www.jenmarples.com. And if you sign up for my newsletter, I've got two free juicy gifts for you. My Stepping into the Spotlight guide, if you're ready to be seen and heard in your business, and my 12 Steps to Pivot guide, if you're itching for a change but don't know where to begin. Finally, I'd love to connect with you on socials. So please follow me at Jen Marples on Instagram, LinkedIn, or TikTok, and let me know you listen to the show. Nothing makes me happier than connecting with you, dear listener. Have a beautiful day.